Okay, Cesar. Okay. Thanks to be here and being able to talk to you. It's a wonderful premise here. I mean, you have beside your artwork, carvings, you have cars as well here that, yes, that are in a way in a state of being transformed to something. And of course, your paintings are here. I mean, what? When did you start? I mean, how did you come into art? I mean, when did it start and how did it start? Did it start when you were a kid or later? I mean, how did you find your way into art?
It started when I was only at the elementary. I was a school teacher. My school teacher in public school introduced me to a drawing contest in the locality, and they favored my work because before it was, if you could draw fast and realistic in detail, you are a good person. That's where I started. And then when I reached college, my father wants me to be a doctor. They're very willing to. My father said, "I want you to be a doctor because someday when we get old, you will cure us, your mind."
Yes, of course, yeah. Every parent wants that.
And then, you know, I was not doing good in my college days in medicine. So after 4 years of preparatory, I changed my mind. I said, I'll go to art. And then during my younger age of 15, I was already doing a lot of artwork. Some people commissioned me to do it, although I had no formal knowledge about it yet. But well, in those days, you have to be a good painter when your work can be realistic.
Yes, that was the year. And in which year was this? When you look back, what year was it?
Oh, that was 65 and 70, something like that.
Okay.
I could remember it, but we're going slowly on our talk about my work. In those days, I create images of our saints.
Yeah.
And I have no formal, no education on that particular time, but I could do it.
You carved like this one.
Yes,
yeah.
You carved and they are all amazed at my talent. Talent that you could do that. And well, some people will tell me, "No, you are not doing good. You're not doing good. Why pursue it? You will go hungry." There are so many artists here in this country, and they go hungry because who will buy your work here?
Yeah, exactly.
Who will buy your work? So I just...
Because at this time there was no middle class that was interested in art and...
Correct. And before, if you have a good house, you are a good prospect in art. If you have a good house, if you don't have, then you will not patronize buying artwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my college days, I was always awarded in my college days. My professor will this year you are my assistant in every subject that we have in fine arts. You are my assistant. I do the one collecting the plates of the, my classmates. I collect it and I do teaching too. Although
you didn't have a formal education, you were teaching.
I was teaching them and help them. Okay, I do it. So I was able to acquire that. I was a then last student. And when I was taking up medicine, my father was, why don't you want to pursue your medical goal in college?
Yes.
I don't like to see people in suffering.
Yes.
When you go to a hospital, you see somebody there is.
It's like with my girlfriend, when the moment she sees blood, she faints and falls down.
I could imagine them. And I was thinking, when I go to a hospital, when I go back to my house, I still have that scenery in the hospital that I told my father, I cannot be a doctor. It's okay, son. My father said, okay, it's okay. If you push through with your college, as I will soon be a doctor, soon you'll be a doctor, I'll buy your car. And that's the car.
This is a car?
That's a car.
This is a car your dad bought, right?
Yes, and I did not push through with my medical goal. After finishing taking arts, still my father, I'll buy you still a car. And during my birthday on 1977, we go to Legazpi. There is a car, Mitsubishi car distributor there. Okay, you select a car there. And I like this car. This is a two-door car.
That's a two-door car. Which brand is it?
It's Mitsubishi.
It's Mitsubishi, okay.
It has an international name, Arrow.
Okay.
By Chrysler.
Okay.
Although the design was not actually fit to Europeans, because Europeans are very tall.
Yeah.
And this car is quite small.
Yeah, I understand.
So, and then I was so happy. He didn't tell me that he's going to buy me a car. He just, we go to Legazpi and it's your birthday. It's my birthday at that time. Okay, pa, you go. Then suddenly we saw a car distributor there, and okay, you select there and you will buy a car. We will not tell your mother that, because when your mother will know that I buy you a car, he will get angry. She will get angry.
Yeah.
And maybe my mother will be angry because you are trying to follow your son's idea, which nothing. And then when we come home, we go to Legazpi. When we come back, I already have this car. We reach our house. And when my mother say, where did you get that car? Well, Pa did buy it. Where did he get his money in buying that?
Exactly. Where did you get his money?
My father during that time was a school teacher in public school. And he optionally retired from his profession. So he told me that I have still some money. Your mother doesn't know anything about it. Okay. And, you know, the years that comes was I could not imagine. I was a young guy in Bui who was a sports car. And during that time, the gasoline was very cheap.
So all the girls did love you.
It's all, I don't know why. That's why I get married at a old age. At 40, I might get married. And, you know, I was in all the, I don't know, I could say the bad, the good, the bad, everything that I have done to be. But I never stopped doing my artwork.
And you did find buyers in the end. I mean, it happened.
I happen to have a friend in Manila who is also an artist, but he's not doing good in his work. So I was the one doing the painting. And he put a sign there that it's not my name, It's his name. Mm. And then he has a good connection with this high society in Manila.
Yeah.
And I will tell you some bad things that happened. We create an artwork that this is the person who did this. And the person is residing in America or in Europe. His name is, we invented it's BG. Mm-hmm. BG is Van Gogh, actually. Mm. But it was not the real Van Gogh. It was named after a Filipino name, Vicente Gomez. That's the name. Pero it's a fake
name.
And I was the one who do it. The scenery was Europeans, all Europeans. The figure, the character, it's all Europeans. And you know what happened? I was after receiving all the, after the exhibit, the person who commissioned me, we did not see each other again. So I was frustrated with that. Maybe because it was nothing good. It was nothing good paid.
Yes.
That's what happened. And that person, that friend of mine, died young. He died young. But he was a good guy because he worked as a journalist, writer. Mm-hmm. There was a Manila Times before in the... That's the old newspaper that we have. He's a contributor writer there. And I was introduced there. He introduced me. Yeah, this friend of mine is a painter, and I was already in the magazine.
Okay, you were in,
I was already in the magazine, and people in Bui were amazed because this is Sisa Gumba, he say, he's around here in Buin, he's now in the magazine. That's why I was inspired to do all these things.
Okay, so you made it in the end, you were lucky.
So I made it.
Yeah.
And there were so many ups and downs and joining so many group exhibits.
Yes.
Many group exhibits. This name artist in Manila were my friends. These people like Manansala, Ocampo, these are named artists. These are national artists. But during that time, I was there. You know, they liked me because I was young and
of course.
And they are now named national artists in the Philippines. I could remember. The city of Manila was in Makati, was just a small city, not like that now.
Yeah.
So big.
Yeah.